We're talking fitness now on the programme, and we're going to say hello to Sean Power of Power Fitness. And Sean, of course, has his own webpage as well there, seanpowerfitness.com, and he's available on social media and stuff like that. And Sean is kindly joining us in the programme once again. So it's hello to you, Sean.
How are you, Barry? Thanks for having me on again.
Very well. Great to have you on the show again this week. And just in terms of, I suppose, fitness, Sean, I think it's fair to say that people are a lot more aware of fitness and how important it is to stay fit and stuff like that.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, I think even over lockdown there, we've become more aware of just getting out more as well. And I suppose home workouts kind of went through the roof as well there, and there was people joining gyms there, like when they did open again, or they were missing the gym, and you know, you wouldn't realise how much you'd actually miss it until it's gone. Like trying to do workouts at home, sometimes it's not the same. We've become a bit more inventive with our equipment as well, and that kind of thing, as I talked about last week.
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose, like, you know, at the moment, currently, we're coming to the end of the Operation Transformation Programme on RT. And, you know, I would imagine lots of people would be sitting down and watching that over the last couple of weeks and saying, look, I need to do something here. You know, I might have a small bit of a problem, or I might want to get in better shape to be out kicking footballs with the young lads and stuff like that.
Definitely, yeah. And, it is a good show to get people up, even giving good meal ideas there as well. But the main thing is, as you said there, is just to get up and get out. And you mentioned it there, like, even if your goal is to, your goal doesn't have to be to run a marathon or to, you know, lose 10 stone or put on muscle or anything. It can be as simple as just to be able to play with your kids or your grandkids, or just go out and play a game of five-a-side with the lads when we're allowed to do that again. You know, so it can be, it doesn't have to be a huge goal. Everyone's goal is individual to them.
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose when people, you start off with small steps, and I think a lot of people that do that, then they kind of get the bug for fitness and stuff like that. So it starts off with a small step.
Exactly, yeah. Just as I said before, they're just baby steps, like, and you never know where it can bring you. Like I never thought I'd be where I am now just by going to the gym and joining Y'all Karate Club. Was actually shout out to Y'all Karate Club, to Stuart and the lads. When I started there, I never thought, you know, that I'd actually make a career out of fitness. I was just going because I wanted to, you know, just get a bit fitter, and I was just interested in martial arts. So I never thought I'd actually make a career out of it.
Yeah, that's a great story. And taking the first step to changing your diet, I suppose, is the all-important, you know, one of the first steps.
It is, yeah. And, you don't need any fancy gym membership or to do any exercise. You can just start with your diet, and it's something you can do basically straight away, like, you know. So with that, start out very basic, just by cleaning up your diet, maybe just eliminating... Not everything at once, but like just eliminating maybe one thing or a lot of the processed foods that we do eat, and just seeing yourself. Like some people are very intolerant to gluten or dairy, and just kind of playing around with it and seeing, okay, this is causing me inflammation or causing me bloating or an upset stomach, I might eliminate that, and you just kind of become more in tune with your body then as well. Like, I know Lent now started on Wednesday there, and there's probably people giving up sweets and giving up this and that and the other, like, but again, don't give up everything at once. Just give up one thing, and then it'll have that snowball effect, and you never know where you'll be now by Easter.
Yeah, and Sean, obviously, look, you're huge into fitness, but is there anything that's a no-no for you? Like, I definitely, you know, shouldn't be eating that, or kind of, you know, something that's really bad?
Well, this is actually a topic that comes up quite a bit, actually, within the fitness space, about good and bad foods. And there's no such thing as a good or a bad food. It's just a food that basically has, say, more nutrient value than another food. Like you could have an avocado there and a Snickers, and it might be the same amount of calories, but the nutritional profile in it would be completely different. The avocado, you'd have more fats, more of these kind of good fats, and then in the Snickers, well, you'd have some fats in there with the nuts, but you might have, you know, more kind of processed kind of foods in that. So there's no good or bad food, and this is the thing, people kind of latch on to a diet and say, oh, I can't eat that and I can't eat that, and that's kind of the wrong attitude to have. In my approach is, there's nothing off the menu, you can have everything in moderation, even moderation. So I think that's a more healthy approach, that you're not taking out all the foods that you love and you don't feel like you're on a diet.
Yeah, very interesting there indeed. And talk to us about protein and protein intake.
So protein is huge. I'm always talking about how important it is, because, well, it is probably the most important macronutrient that we have. So we have fats, carbs and protein, and obviously they're all important, but protein is essential for growth, repair, maintenance of joints, muscles, tendons, ligaments, hair. So it's not just, I need my protein, I need to get bigger muscles. Yes, but at the same time, it has a knock-on effect to even our digestive system, to our hair, nails, our skin. Anyone with bad skin, if they could do it up in their protein intake as well. Then, on that protein intake per person, it does depend on, like, your height, your weight, your age even, and how much you train. So, like, if you are doing a bit of training, then you'd be looking at kind of the upper limit, maybe 2, even up to 3 grams per kg of body weight. And then if you're just, say, sedentary, or you're just getting into training, then maybe 1 gram to 1.5 grams per kg of body weight.
Very good. And in terms of tracking food, I would imagine that's very important.
Yeah, so like, it's just like with your finances, you know, if you want to save money, then you're going to track your spending. So it's no different with your food and with your calories. Probably the easiest way, or the most accurate as well, is just to use an app. I use MyFitnessPal, and you basically just either scan a barcode or enter the food that you eat into that, and it shows you how many calories that you're after consuming. You can go old school with the old pen and paper as well, but there's a bit more math involved that way as well. So
yeah,
it's easier just to use the app.
That could be tough for people.
Exactly, yeah. But like, that's a starting point. Like, if you're totally not against, but if you're like, you don't want to use technology or anything, then the first step is just writing down your food. And then you can see, even the simple act of that, you'll see how much you're actually eating. And you'd be surprised if you're sitting there and you're watching a movie or whatever in the evening, and you think, oh, I'd love a ice cream there now, or a biscuit or something. You go, oh no, well, then I'd have to write it down. That actual simple act, you're like, do you know what, I'll leave it now because I had, you know, I had a Snickers at lunch or something. Then you're going to go, right, I had my treat today. But if you didn't, it might slip your mind and you might think, I'll just have that. So that's kind of the first thing. Just tracking your food. You can see how much you're eating, how much you're consuming. And just take it from there then.
Brilliant stuff. Great advice there, Sean. And look, I suppose we're always trying to promote the benefits of fitness and the rewards, because, you know, they're huge, not just for your body, but like for mental health, it's massive.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, like any bit of movement you can do, if it is getting out for a walk, or if it is doing a home workout or anything, bit of yoga or anything at all, just to get that blood flowing and releasing them endorphins, and you'll be a new man at the end of it.
Yeah.
And all it takes is just 10 minutes. And even with my clients who work from home, some of them are working maybe 8 to 8, some of them work like crazy hours. But I have them like try to get out for a walk at lunch, or in between, in work, they'll just take 5 minutes and do like a mini workout, a 2 or 3 minute workout, and their productivity just goes up then from that. Just gets the blood flowing, get the creative juices flowing as well, and they feel like they can get through the day.
Yeah, very, very important to get through the day, as you said. And, you know, Sean, just for people listening out there and that they're interested in getting in touch, the best way to get in touch with you is?
So it's probably through Instagram or Facebook, so seanpowerfitness.com. And anyone wants to send me a DM there or get in contact with me, just send me a message. I don't bite, so I'm open to any questions. And yeah, looking forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, mighty stuff altogether. Sean, look, great to have you on the show once again, to be promoting fitness, which is certainly very important, more so now than ever with the whole lockdown and stuff like that. So we really appreciate you joining us on Drive Time Sport here today.
Brilliant. Thanks a million, Barry.